The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Sirius XM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight. I Am Athlete Tonight presents Countdown to Kickoff.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, DJ Doozable, with my squad, Ashley Nicole Moss and LaShawn Sadie McCoy. Shout out to Raiders Radio on Sirius XM for that touchdown pass of Derek Carr to Zay Jones in the AFC Wild Card game, and also Sirius XM with Derek Carr talking about learning a new scheme under head coach McDaniels, and then Josh McDaniels speaking on how he's had to learn to delegate as a head coach instead of just taking everything over. It's time for our Countdown to Kickoff segment now. And our Countdown to Kickoff segment, we really hone in, focus in on one team as we lead up to the opening kickoff in the NFL season between the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. And the team that we're really locking in on today, it's the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, they have a new head coach. Just talked about him, Josh McDaniels. He comes over from the New England Patriots as the offensive coordinator. Derek Carr, put some respect on this man's name, man. Threw for over 4,800 yards last year. 23 touchdowns, 14 interceptions. And since 2015, has the most game-winning drives in the NFL. Traded for the best receiver in football, Davante Adams. Had over 1,500 yards last year, 11 touchdowns. And Hunter Renfrow, to me, is a top five slot receiver in the NFL, really good receiver, had over 1,000 receiving yards last year and 9 touchdowns. Josh Jacobs is a really good Pro Bowl running back they have, had over 870 rushing yards, 9 touchdowns, and he averaged 4 yards a carry. Darren Waller comes back from injury, missed 6 games last year, and still went over 660 yards. Now, the O-line is the big question mark on this team, right? Derek Carr was sacked 40 times last year. Alex Leatherwood, the guy they took in the first round from Bama. They haven't kind of figured out where they're going to put him on the offensive line. He's played guard for him. He's played right tackle. He's been at right tackle this preseason, but has struggled at right tackle. I mean, the only surefire good player they have up there is Colton Miller, their left tackle. Dylan Parham is a guy they took from Memphis, I believe, in the third round, and he's going to be a really good center for them in the future. LaShawn Sadie McCoy, can Derek Carr lead this team, the Raiders, to the playoffs in the loaded AFC West?
I think so. Absolutely. You just look at the things he's done before. He had these type of players, right, on offense and defense. You got Chandler Jones on defense.
Yeah, we're
right?
Going to get the defense soon.
So,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. And that adds to the offense.
100%.
People understand that.
Yeah.
My defense goes out there, gets a 3-and-out.
3-and-out.
I get the ball back. Mm-hmm. Great field position, right? And then you add the best wide receiver
in the game. Yeah.
Well,
speaking of Davante Adams, do you think he'll have the same success with
Davante
the Raiders than he had with the Green Bay Packers?
Davante Adams is a superstar.
Yeah.
Davante Adams is a leader.
Yeah.
Right? You got a guy like that that can play the game. He can make big plays at any given moment of the game. He's going to have a big year.
I'm glad you said that, because Pack and B-Flow argue with me that they don't think he's going to have the same numbers. I'm like, you guys tend to forget that.
Hold on. Well, let me say this real quick. I think with Darren Waller on the team, so he'll take some of them.
Like him and Hunter Renfrow?
Yeah, Hunter Renfrow. So they'll get some touches. I do think that he'll have a productive year. I'm not saying he'll have a better year like he had last year, because they didn't have anybody over there in Green Bay.
But he was the guy.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the running back.
I said he's going to go for over 1,200. They looked at me crazy.
Oh, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think they forget, like, him and Derek Carr are best friends. They work out together every
season.
But
not even that. If you give him a legit quarterback, he's going to give you 1,000 yards.
He's going to ball regardless.
Yeah, so he's going to go for 1,200. For sure.
Do you think with the offensive line issues, would that be the one thing that potentially could hold them back from making a run in the playoffs?
I think so. I think maybe just they get in the playoffs, right?
But I do think that's a deep AFC West. So who you think doesn't make the playoffs in the AFC West if they get in?
That's the
Say it.
I don't got them. I know Russell's supposed Denver, to be our guy. I don't got Denver making the playoffs. What?
For real?
I don't got Denver making the playoffs.
I think Denver's going to be the it's such a hard.
It's a terrible. It's a hard division.
But I do think that Denver might not. Out of all of them, that's the weakest one, I think.
I mean, you got to look at what the Raiders did last year with what they went through. Head coach, you know, has to resign. Henry Ruggs, David Arnett, both of those guys get cut because of off-the-field things. And Derek Carr galvanized his team and led them to the playoffs. And honestly, probably should have won versus the Bengals last year.
And he don't have no players
bro,
for
him. Bro, he got Zay Jones paid.
And I play with Zay Jones. Zay Jones, he's okay.
He's good, but he's not a number one.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, Pac-Man and B-Fo argue with me on Monday. I'm like, bro, like, y'all talk about all these top 10 quarterbacks. I'm like, how many of those quarterbacks would have got the Raiders to the playoffs last year?
Right.
They said all 10. I was like, y'all tripping now.
Tripping.
So you're saying the weakest team in the AFC West are the Broncos?
Potentially.
Over the Chargers?
Chargers. You guys see what the Chargers did this offseason? Yeah,
they loaded.
I mean,
what you about to say about Chargers?
Brandon Staley's a genius.
I'm just saying.
How aggressive he is.
I'm just saying that it's hard to bet against Russell Wilson versus Justin Herbert.
Is it though?
Maybe back then. Maybe back then.
When he got the Legion of Boom and Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, maybe back then. Yeah, that's over.
You're acting like Denver does not have a solid team, though.
No, they got a good team.
A solid team with an exceptional quarterback.
Is he?
That division, though, man.
You have a thing with Russell Wilson. Brandon needs to be here to defend his best friend, bro.
Russ can play. Russ is nice. I just think that when I look at all the other teams, man, they loaded. Defense and offense. They loaded.
I don't know.
And Denver's made some changes, right?
Let me ask you a question. Who is that Denver's best offensive weapon other than Russ?
Cortland Sutton.
Okay, who's the number two? You're going to say Judy, right?
Probably.
I would say Javonte Williams.
I'm not mad at the answer. It wouldn't be my pick.
I see what you're saying.
But I don't necessarily look at that. I look at how the team
you
as
don't
well.
Look at that.
I don't necessarily look at the individuals. You have to look at them as a collective unit, the team sport.
Well, Denver hasn't won in a while.
But they haven't run in a while with who as their quarterback?
A whole bunch of different guys.
Exactly my point. There has been no stability. If anybody can go ahead and do a lot with maybe not as much as some of the other teams in the AFC West have, it's Russell Wilson.
So you're telling me that you don't look at none of the skill positions?
I do, but what I'm saying is like, what good is a bunch of amazing ingredients that don't work well together? You know what I'm saying? Like, just because you have X amount of certain type of players, if they don't play well together as a team, what good is that?
That's any team.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, I can't judge the lack of star power in Denver like some of the other teams in that division solely on lack of star power I see them play as a unit in real time.
Like, not even like superstar power, because every team will have superstars.
Right.
Like if I look at the Chargers, right? They don't have a whole bunch of superstars. Okay, so let's go to.
I can't give you that, Shady.
Okay, so Keenan's a superstar, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Herbert's not a superstar?
Hold on. Mike Williams is solid.
He's a good player.
He's a good player.
I'm not going to say he's a superstar.
Okay, I know you're not. I know. Yeah. Okay.
You know me. I'm just
being honest, right? Yeah. Okay, so you got one superstar, the wide receiver, right? And then you got Mike, that's nice. You got Herbert.
He ain't a superstar?
Not yet.
He's super nice. But he's not a superstar.
He's
got the most passing yards in NFL history in the first 2 years.
How do you define a superstar in football?
If he's elite. When I say elite, as far as
he's
top
elite.
Three. Top three, top five. Superstar, like the best of the...
Right.
He's
a star.
I'm a Herbert fan, bro.
He's a star. He's not a superstar.
Where do you have him in the hierarchy as far as quarterbacks?
Top 10.
He's like right outside the elite.
He's right outside. He's like looking.
Okay, I'll give you that.
I would say top five superstar. Anything outside of that is star.
I would agree.
Keenan Allen's in my top five.
But he can go in and out. Right. Yeah, so he's a superstar. Five. Right. You got Herbert is a star. He's climbing over that fence. He got one leg over.
Over the fence.
Like still in. You ever still?
He's straddling the fence.
So that's him. All right. Who's the number two or the number three over there?
Austin Eckler.
Okay, now Eckler.
Nice.
Eckler's nice. Right.
Nice.
Now
he ain't no superstar.
Okay, you see where I'm going with this?
A Pro Bowl running back, though.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good running back. Player. But he's not.
What I'm saying is, is that they have a lot more guys
yes,
that
do.
You can name.
You know what I'm saying?
But
I'm
here,
saying.
Right, here's my point.
Not even close.
On defense, too? Oh,
my only point in saying that is that I don't get caught up in the individual names, stats, the accolades as individual players. How they perform as a team is what's important. Now, that does not mean that just because Denver has a lack of that, that team does not do exceptionally well with Russell Wilson being
that's
the
true.
Glue that holds them together.
Is it
feasible based on the other competition in that division and how much of it is? Maybe not, but I can't count them out until I see it perform as a moving unit.
This is my question. Like right now, we didn't see nobody play yet.
Yeah, exactly.
I know,
so
but I.
I'm just saying, like, listen.
I'm not counting any team out that has Russell Wilson as quarterback.
But this is what I'll say. Like, if you're Russell Wilson, right, as you're talking about, you know, the collective unit,
right.
Russell Wilson under center, like, Shady, what receiving core would you take, Denver's or Seattle's?
How about this? How about you ask her to the left?
Seattle?
Ask her
Seattle
to
or Denver's? What's
ask her
core?
To the left, because she thinks that superstars don't matter in this league. So you
I
ask her.
Did you hear me say superstars don't matter in this
league?
Somebody run me the tape and show me exactly where I said superstars
Tom
don't
Brady
matter.
Or Tim Tebow.
Is that what
if they play well
dudes,
together.
Dudes, you're like, literally what? At the dudes. You're the third person here. Did you hear me say that?
I'm done.
Did you hear me say that?
She's implying it.
That's not what I implied.
I'm just saying, Ashley, if you were a quarterback, which receiving core would you take, Seattle's or Denver's?
Easy one.
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
I'm taking Denver.
Why
over
you taking over DK Metcalf?
Why are you taking Denver? Why are you taking Denver?
See, people be disrespecting Tyler Lockett.
No,
Larry's disrespecting Tyler Lockett.
He's busy. Larry answer this question. Why would you take that? She must like Denver. Why would you take that group?
First of all, I'm a Cowboys fan.
I mean, I'm saying you still could like other.
We've been on this show. You know how I feel about DK Metcalf.
You might not like him, but
the question was,
I don't dislike him.
My question is, why would you take Denver's offensive weapons, a wide receiver?
Because what good is offensive weapons when you don't have a quarterback that can utilize them?
But that's what I'm saying. He was there.
He asked you.
But what I'm saying is there
wide receivers
were. That's not fair either, because if it were just a matter of the receiving core being the issue, then yeah, you can put that on Wilson. But there were a lot of problems with that offense.
Yeah,
It wasn't just the management, though. They had a horrible offensive line. The man was getting sacked left and right.
That's not the whole truth.
It's part of it.
Yeah, Russ, he was holding the ball too damn long.
Russ,
that's on him.
Russ, that's how he plays, too. Russ talked about how the management, they bringing players in. They didn't consult with him.
Consult with him.
He said, yo, I asked for linemen. Y'all don't bring me no linemen.
Absolutely.
He's a lie. They brought Watson in from the Raiders, who was a Pro Bowl offensive
lineman. My whole point in saying this is that it's easy to say, oh, well, Russell Wilson had these two players on his receiving core. Look what he didn't do. There were a lot of issues with that offense. You can't gauge it like that.
I can't believe you even thinking about it.
What?
She's talking about the offensive weapons.
I'm talking about what good is Lockett and Metcalf when it's Geno Smith or Drew Lock throwing to him? What good are they?
I bet DK that's should true. Go over 1,000.
What good is that? Now, if you ask me if...
I bet DK should go over 1,000.
We're talking about with elite quarterback, Ash. Stick to the
with an
question.
Elite quarterback, obviously, then I would take Seattle.
Okay.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
So but this
you
is my
scared
thing.
Me for a second.
This is my thing. Like, again, I think Russell Wilson is a good quarterback. The issue, and Shady, you talked about it too. He plays that way. He holds on to the ball. Yeah. Guys will be open, and he won't throw it right when that back foot. Shane Waldron was the offensive coordinator, and that's that Shanahan tree. You know, that back foot hit, the ball got to come out. But Russell don't play like
that's
that, so that's
game,
why
though.
They had issues. And also, the
but
year
it's
before,
never been his game.
But that's the thing.
You
the
can
year
be successful
before,
without it, though.
The year before, when he was like, you know, I want to cook, I want to have more control of the offense, they started off good. He was the front runner MVP. The back half of the season, what happened?
Yeah, they took control.
He was still trying to throw 30, 40 times a game, and they was getting smoked out there because teams figured out what he was doing. The thing is, whenever Russell has had success, it's been more balanced on offense. Now, I think Denver can have success if they continue to run the football. They had two running backs.
We can't
run for 1,000.
We can't like Russ ain't like that.
Right.
He's good.
Dudes
bro.
Be
I'm
acting
saying,
like Russ ain't like
I'm just
that.
Saying, I'm just saying. We're going to see this year.
He really
got no
be
issues.
Acting like Russell Wilson.
No
like Russell Wilson was playing Pete like freaking football in the park yesterday.
Yo.
Like, come on.
Yo, back in the day, though, I used to be like, yo, this dude was so overrated. I said he has the best defense in football. Right?
People forget that.
Let me give him his credit, too, though. I said, yo, he got the best defense in football, right? They giving up 10 points a game, if that. I said, and he got one of the
best
running backs.
Run games.
I said, they run the ball like crazy.
Yeah.
That's how you win it. But then when the defense start getting trash, right? And the running backs getting a little older. You know what I mean? They moving on.
And where did Seattle go?
But hold up.
Out of the first round.
But time out. He still was holding his part down. And I was like, wow. That showed me
out
that.
Of the first round.
But I'm talking about him doing his part.
I'm tired of you, dude. Change the subject. I'm so tired
Russ
of you.
Russ is throwing that ball, though, bro.
No, I think Russ is nice, but I think if he thinks he going to – because Nathaniel Hackett already said that Russ is going to have a handprint on the offense. I just hope he don't think he should go out there and throw it 30 or 40 times a game, because Denver going to get smoked if they do that. They got a good running – one of the top running games in football. Like, use that moon ball play action pass. That's where Russ, you know, can cook. Don't go out there and try to throw 40 times a game. That's not going to be beneficial. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Duzible, with my squad, Ashley Nicole Moss and LeSean Shady McCoy. We talked about the Raiders' offense. We're in our countdown to kickoff segment. Let's go to the defense, right? Shady, we talked about this defense. They've added a lot of pieces to it. They struggled last year, though, right? They gave up nearly 26 points per game. You're not going to win a lot of games giving up 26 points, but they've changed things over. Mad Max Crosby is one of the best defensive ends in football. Now they pair him with another great defensive end.
Come on, man. That matters.
They get into the quarterback. We always talk about the game is, you know, ran by passers and pass rushers. So they're going to be able to get after the quarterback. Denzel Perryman, people don't talk about this dude. He's a dog. You don't like him, Shady? Crazy work.
I played him for –
crazy work.
he plays hardest to run. I like him.
Yeah, he's a Pro Bowl linebacker last year. Really good. They added Jayon Brown.
Only thing about him, though, I do feel like if you're not playing like that traditional football, he's a liability because –
In what way?
Coverage.
I was going to say in coverage. I wanted you to say that.
Played with the Chiefs, he was playing a little bit.
Yeah.
We kind of want to go at him. At the time, he was
and
with
that's
the Chargers.
And that's been his Chargers. Issue.
So against the run, he's lights out.
He's solid.
He's strong. Solid. I like his game. I just worry about sometimes in pass coverage.
In pass, it can be a liability. Yeah. But they also brought in Jayon Brown from Tennessee.
Yes, sir.
He's more of a coverage linebacker, so I think that's why they brought him in. The secondary, right? They traded for Rock Ya-Sin. I believe in that Yannick.
Quarterback.
Yeah. And that Yannick Ngakoue trade. So Yannick went to Indianapolis.
I think
Yannick
do all right there.
Rock Ya-Sin's nice.
He keep getting a shot, huh?
Who, Rock?
Yeah,
he's good. He's a good young quarterback. They took him in the first round from Temple. Trayvon Moehrig is a really good guy they took from TCU, I believe, last year in the second round. Jonathan Abram is their enforcer in the back.
I love him.
Safety. Bro, he played a game the way it's supposed to be played. Downhill. Bro,
I love him, man.
Downhill.
I know them Wobsters be worried about him. Where's he at?
He coming. Jonathan Abram. Take your head off.
Yeah.
So with the addition, Shady's on
that defense is legit.
Can this Raiders defense, you know, be significantly better this year?
And the reason why is because it's all about complementary football, right? You got to complement the offense.
Correct.
Vice versa. You get an offense. Now they got Devontae Adams who's going to put numbers up, right? Put pressure on the defense. Now they scoring touchdowns. Now we might have a 14-point lead. Yeah. Now the defense, let's go.
Pass rushers. Oof.
I swear to God, man, every pass rusher that tell you this, their best friend is a scoring offense.
No question.
I remember when Peyton Manning, right, used to play, okay?
Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis.
One of my favorite quarterbacks of all time.
They'd be so happy because now, look, we up. We always up, right? We up by 14 points, 10 points, fourth quarter.
We're playing pass
You got to throw the ball. Now we come off the field. So when you got that working with a good offense that's scoring, you put some pressure on the defense, you let them guys you pay all that money to, you know, Chandler Jones, that's what he wants.
Well, I'm going to ask you this. Do you think that the pairing of Chandler Jones and also Mad Max Crosby, you think that's the best edge pairing in the NFL? I mean, in the AFC West. No, just in the AFC West.
They're not number one. They not number one.
I'm talking about, so you got the Chargers.
They not number one.
You got the Chargers as number
one. Yeah, hell yeah. am I tripping, Ash?
No, you're absolutely right.
That's close, though.
It ain't close.
You better go tell Jones numbers.
You better look up Khalil when he motivated, when he got a good team.
Bro, when we say close, it's probably like here. Bears, it's probably like
if
here.
If you play for the Bears, I mean, how motivated are you? You got $20-something million a year. You suck. It's like, bro, I can't wait to go back home. Now let's fast forward. Now you take me all the way to the Chargers. We in LA.
Nice weather.
We got a nice team. We popping. What you think he gonna be doing?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting.
And we
both are nice too.
Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal when they was together, man, they both was great. But you think in the back of their minds, look, I gotta do better because Shaq going for 30. I gotta get 35.
It's gonna be a competition.
It's a competition.
But I think it's gonna be the same thing with Chandler Jones and Mad Max.
Nah, they nice.
Yeah,
they nice, but they not rocking with them boys.
I don't know.
Them boys over there, man. Them boys different. And they fast.
Woo! So Ashley, who do you think is the most important piece for the Raiders to have success this year?
I think, honestly, it's pieces. It's going to be Derek Carr and Davante Adams and how that chemistry, you know, comes out on the field. You know, it's weird. You know, the wide receiver and quarterback position is so intricate in the fact that chemistry is such a huge part of it, right? The greatest quarterback wide receiver duos just have that telepathy almost. They kind of know where they are at all times. You don't even have to really like look for them. Yeah. It's just a second nature.
I know you're there.
It's a second nature. You know what I mean? 100%. So it's going to be hard to get that right away because Davante Adams had that with A-Rod for so long. You know, that was his guy. They had that symmetry.
That look.
That, you know what I mean? He just always was able to find
That's
him. True. So how that comes across and how they're able to even get a fraction of that this season is going to be huge because the success of their offense relies heavily on those two guys right there.
I feel like that. You know what I mean? She's right about that. And I have to just put this out there. It's just like me and you. We have great chemistry. I'm like MJ. You like Pippen.
No.
You know what I mean?
Definitely not. I'm Kobe or Shaq.
Nah, like you like.
I'm
like,
Kobe or Shaq.
I'm like your favorite. Your favorite, I don't know. You like Eric Snow.
I'm Bron. Oh, I'm Bron, and you're Wade. Yes.
So
you think that's the most important piece for them to?
Yeah. You know why? It's because like you got to have it. You know what I'm saying? You got to go to your main guys. And I think she talked about it a little bit for Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams. Like, this is my guy. I know
that symmetry.
I can look at you and know where you want the ball at.
Fact.
It's some players like that. They be so in sync with each other. I know what you're thinking. Yo, he's bump and run, it's jam, right? Third and one, third and inch, whatever it is. Yeah. I know you want to throw the ball at. So
exactly. You
got to have that chemistry with your main guys. I think that Derek Carr and Davante Adams, they have that because they're like best friends.
They work out together in the offseason.
He bought him a Rolls Royce truck.
A car, yeah.
Anytime you buy somebody a car, now I bought cars before, but if you buy somebody a Rolls Royce,
you really rock with him.
Hold on. Where you going? But anyway, if you buy somebody a Rolls Royce truck,
yeah.
Come on, man. That got to be tight.
Yeah. He was trying to get him to come back home, man. That's what it was. If I'm not mistaken, they might actually be neighbors, too, or live near each other.
I heard that deal was if he came over there, they'd buy him a truck. But you know what's real crazy? If A-Rod, this is my opinion.
Yeah, money. He could have brought him something else.
No. From my sources, because I know a lot of people around the league. Yeah. You know what I mean? I paid my dues.
Yeah.
I heard that if they was, because he was trying to get a contract first.
Yeah.
If I was asked trying to get a contract with the Packers.
With Green Bay, yeah.
If they would have paid him, he would have stayed. But the problem was when A-Rod won that $50 million, you know what I'm saying?
Well, what happened was Davante supposedly talked to Aaron and like Aaron was like non-committal. And Davante was like, I don't want to be stuck here. And you must run and leave after a year. Like, man, you know, listen, this is my last deal.
Listen. If it was Tom Brady, I don't speak for people, but I know this. He'd have locked. Look, y'all give him his paper. Lock him in.
And
I'm going to take care of mine later.
Aaron said I wouldn't be the highest paid.
That's cool. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
See what happens for sure.
So don't do it to me. Ash, don't do it to me now. let's work together. Don't take all the money. All right.
To me, the most important piece is the offensive line, right? Because, yeah, you guys talk about, you know, Derek Carr and Davante Adams, but if Derek Carr's on his back, it don't matter, right? So the offensive line, you know, to me is the weak link on this team. So, you know, Colton Miller, to me, is a really good left tackle. Mm-hmm. Alex Leatherwood has struggled this whole preseason, and going back to last year, they moved him around. He was guard. He was right tackle. Can they find a starting five that's adequate enough where Derek Carr has enough time to get Davante Adams the football?
It's funny. I'm not to laugh at you, but like to our listeners out there, right? I don't know if you're driving your car, you just listen to the radio, but see, dudes play defensive linemen, right? I know you guys don't care about all that.
It's important, though.
If the left guard, well, listen, man. We don't care about none of that. Right?
I bet Tom Brady care about
only
it.
Only thing we care about is this, right, man. Now. Listen, block someone, make it throw the ball, and you catch it.
That's a big point. Can they make the blocks?
I can't bore my people out there driving their cars, coming home from the gym, about to go cook dinner or eat dinner.
Yeah.
If it's, you know, man or woman, I don't know who it is. But
they're on the West Coast, they're probably driving home from work.
So my thing is, like, look, man, we don't want to hear nothing about them linemen. We don't care about none of that.
I mean, I guarantee Tom Brady care about it. His top lineman inside.
I ain't never seen a lineman with a fan had his jersey on, left with his family.
Oh,
we won't
hater.
Know about the skill position.
You a hater, bro.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete. Tonight, I am your host, Jay Doozable, with my squad, Ashley Nicole Martin, and LaShawn Shady McCoy. Is it going to be Geno Smith or Drew Lock? Pete Carroll said he's taking his time.
Yeah, what's wrong with your
decision? Now, the Seattle Seahawks quarterback battle between Geno Smith and Drew Lock might not be decided anytime soon. Coach Pete Carroll said Tuesday that the Seahawks will take all the time that we need to settle on a starter.
Oh, you're going
to
need it.
Noting the 2.5 weeks they have between Friday's preseason finale and then against the Dallas Cowboys and then the September 12th opener against Russell Wilson coming back home to Seattle and the Denver Broncos. Here's what Pete Carroll had to say about the quarterback situation.
Geno's been the guy in the lead position the whole time, and I protected that thought with throughout, and he's done a really nice job. He's been very consistent. So we'll just see what happens, and you know, there's 2 more weeks of practice too after this. So there's where the timeline. I had a set thought on the what we would do with the timeline, but that got disrupted, and so we're going to use all the time we need.
Would you ever consider playing 2 quarterbacks at once?
That can happen. Yeah, that can happen.
Have you ever done that?
Not really. Not with the same sense. These guys are so even right now that that we have a lot of respect for both their play. And so, but I'm not thinking that way right now. I'm thinking of getting going and getting started, ready, rolling, and all of that. And Geno's in the mentality, has been in that mentality the whole time, and that was very much by design.
Man, Pete Carroll, you better chill out. Talking about he could potentially play both quarterbacks at one time, like he back at USC. Now, Carroll initially said he wanted to have a decision by now, but those plans kind of got derailed when Drew Lock caught COVID. He was supposed to start the second preseason game, but had to miss a few practices and had to miss the second preseason game. I believe Geno Smith is slated to start, this third preseason game against the Dallas Cowboys, but Drew Lock is supposed to play a lot. LaShawn Shady McCoy, how crazy is it that they have not named a starting quarterback this close to the season opener?
That's what I will say, right? If Ashley's not busy, let her take this question. Because, I mean, Drew Lock or Geno Smith.
With some respect on Geno Smith.
it's like, what are you?
Deuce thinks Geno Smith is like the second coming of Jesus. I just feel like.
Yeah. Look at
it's,
this guy.
It's
we're watching this tape right now.
I just feel like it's not like one is drastically better than the other to where you have to prolong the inevitable. Just flip a coin if you have to.
Put a name in a hat
and just, or have them pick a number 1 through 10. Whoever's closest to 10, you get to be the starting quarterback week one. I feel like, listen, all jokes aside, though, I still 100% believe, I stand by when I say they're not drastically better or worse than each other. So you can't go wrong with picking either or. Either way, this offense, this team is not going to be very good. It's just in that in between rebuilding after your star quarterback leaves and, that era, the Legion of Boom just is no longer in existence. You're just in that space. Also, if you even want a fraction of success this season, you got to pick a guy because your offense needs to get familiar with one or the other. Facts. Who's playing most of the downs? Who is the guy that they're taking direction from? Who's the guy that they're going to be in the game with quarter after quarter, week after week? They need to know this. So 100%. Just pick a name, Pete. Just pick a name, all right? You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong here, Pete. Just pick one.
Do your job.
Just pick one.
I know if I'm Tyler Lockett or DK Metcalf, well, DK may not care as much because he just got paid. I'm pissed off. Like, I need to know who's going to be our quarterback so we can start working on that continuity. To your point, Ashley, we're catching 2 different passes from 2 different quarterbacks who have 2 different arm velocities, might throw at a different angle. Like, I need to know who the guy is that I'm going to be catching my passes from majority.
Right.
And, like, for Pete Carroll to be like, when somebody asks him, do you think you could use a 2-quarterback system? He's like, that's possible. Like, what? This isn't USC, bro. Like, that doesn't work in the NFL. You can't trot 2 quarterbacks out there. Now, granted, some teams, if you have athletic quarterbacks, sometimes they bring guys in. I know Jacoby Brissett, when he was with the Dolphins, they brought him in to run some plays, right? Trey Lance last year with the 49ers, they would bring him in so he can run the ball. every once in a while, but you can't trot two quarterbacks out there. I mean, Shady, why do you think it's taking Pete Carroll so long to make a decision? Is this something where, because they're playing Denver and Russell's coming back to Seattle, they're trying to, you know, make Denver have the game plan for both guys because they don't want them to know who's going to be the starter?
Deuce, right? You know, I get my counseling twice a week.
Twice, huh?
And I'm trying to be more positive. Woosah. So I
Woosah, Grasshopper.
Can you please direct this to Seattle?
You don't even want to talk about Seattle.
Seattle Seahawks quarterback situation. Pass it to Pippen, please.
Oh, Lord.
Stop calling me Pippen. I'm not Pippen.
Ashley, sorry.
I'm Bron. I'm Jordan. So, you're whoever the other person is.
Doesn't want to talk about the Seattle Seahawks.
No. Not the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks quarterback. There you go.
Well, I mean,
didn't also, I just tell you don't ask me that?
Say it again, Pat.
Kenneth Walker, they lost him for a significant time.
Oh, yeah, that's surgery. Right. He can play. Nice. Now I can talk about him.
Going back to the other question, though.
What's up, Pippa?
Honestly, Shady, I'm about like 2 seconds smacking you in your face.
You know she's violent.
I think that Pete Carroll is dragging his feet with this decision because what are the repercussions to doing the opposite? Or what are the repercussions to not dragging your feet? There's nothing else for him. There's really nothing else to work with.
His receivers could be pissed off, though.
Nah, they see the same every day.
But here's the thing. Are they pissed off? Because listen, I need you to tell me this, honestly. This is a question I've always wondered. I don't think that football players care about, you know, seating and crap like that, that I think a lot of fans think. Like
seating.
When I say like seating, like playoff seating and things like that.
Oh, no,
like
we care
I
about care that.
No, no. Let me rephrase it. Let me clarify it. I don't think that they, you know, care in the terms of like if they're second or third, like as long as they get there. Obviously everybody wants to be number one, but if you're not number one, you just want to be
you want home field advantage,
right? Yeah, like, but it's not like you're going to throw certain games or what to make sure, you know, do certain things to make sure you're in that position. Just like I don't feel like guys care about getting top draft picks and are going to go ahead and lose an entire season to go ahead and make sure that happens. They go out there and they compete regardless.
They're not
thinking about any of that. So I don't think that those receivers, I'm getting to the point.
Okay.
I don't think that those receivers are going into the season with like extraordinarily high expectations that this is going to be a team that actually is going to do it.
So they know they trash. What you trying to say?
What I'm saying is like, I think that I think athletes are more aware of their surroundings than people give them credit for. I think that they know very well that the expectations for this team is not very high. And if they do really well, great, but they're not going in there expecting it to be, you know, Super Bowl or bust. They know that's not an option for them.
Yo, I played against Tom Brady twice a year, right? In the AFC, right?
Yeah.
When I was the Bills. And we weren't that good. You know what I'm saying? But every game, you could have told me we was going to lose. I thought we was going to win every game.
Yeah, we know. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That's not to say that you don't compete. But what I'm saying is if you went into a team that just lost their star quarterback, the guy that has been the captain of that ship for multiple years, and the team looks drastically different than it was when you first got there, are you going into this season saying, oh, it's Super Bowl or bust? Or you're like, it's going to be a challenge.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
The words of Azel in the outfield, anything is possible.
That make more sense.
You're obviously going to go out there and compete because that's what you do. You're an athlete. You're a competitor. It's in your DNA. But you're not also going in there with this false ideology, you know, fantasy. Like, oh, we're going to the Super Bowl. Like, you know that's not happening.
Yeah, you do got Drew Lock and Geno Smith. So at some point, you're like, all right.
We know what it is.
Yeah, like defense. Go out there and score 2 touchdowns if we need it, you know. So you're right about that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, right. So I think that I don't think his receivers are mad necessarily. They may be a little bit annoyed, but it's like at the end of the day, they're probably like, what does it actually matter?
Matter? Like, well, if I'm trying to lock it, I'm pissed. Like, I wish they would have traded me because I'm, you know, DK Metcalf.
That's
young.
Different. Different. Yeah.
Like, he's young. Tyler Lockett is getting up there now. Like, this is going to be a wasted year for him. So it's like,
well, I mean, he still might get some numbers.
He's still gonna get numbers, but like, you know, they ain't gonna shake nothing. Like we were just talking about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So like,
I like him though. So
he's got a ring, so maybe he don't care as much.
No, he cares.
I think if you've been winning most of your career, you don't want to just be on a team where you know it's the hope is
that losing hits different when all you've done is win.
Yeah, it's a little different. This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Doozable, with my squad, Ashley Nicole Moss and LaShawn Shady McCoy.
Did she call me Wade, though? Wade and LeBron.
You're not going to disrespect that? Wade no, in this room.
I love Wade, but like, when he's with Bron, he was just like, you know what I mean?
What?
He was nice. What you talking about?
Yo, dudes, get him.
What?
No, no, no. Are we talking about? Wade was a top three player.
Talking about, are we talking about Wade with the Cavs? Because he came with Bron.
No, twice. I'm no, talking about.
Oh, okay, my bad. Wade, my dog.
I'm talking about Big Three.
I thought you were talking about when Wade came to the Cavs.
I'm about the Big Three,
the
bro.
Most latest Wade. Oh, all right.
You
no.
funny.
My bad.
Why was that so delayed,
and the
though?
Late, hold on. I'm the late like, and the latest Wade was when he came back to Miami and retired as a Heat player.
But not with. I'm talking about LeBron, the latest.
Why
LeBron.
Would I? Why, if I was talking about LeBron and Wade, I would go to the Cavs and skip over the Big Three.
Should I say you lost, bro?
You know you be trying to be funny.
We were talking about the Seattle quarterback competition. Now we head over to Pittsburgh. I know Shady will join in on this conversation.
Was that right?
Mike Tomlin says the starting quarterback job will come down to this week's work in practice and the preseason finale. Now,
game work.
Yeah, the Steelers season finale and preseason will be anything but a sleepy exhibition because there's going to be several position battles up for grabs. Mitchell Trubisky has been the front runner for the quarterback position for the Steelers. Since he signed as a free agent in March. But rookie Kenny Pickett has made a large
get my boy name charge. Right. Start, say all over again.
But rookie Kenny Pickett has made a late charge entering Sunday's game. Now, a lot of spots are coming down to this week's work, Tomlin said. And he said this work is weighted differently and appropriately so. The in-stadium work is significant and increasing. So with the more stadium exposure you get, so, you know, players can't go out there and make mistakes. This is a big game for a lot of players. You know how it is, Shady. Usually that third preseason game, which we equate to the fourth one, but a lot of teams are treating this game as a dress rehearsal. So this is a dress rehearsal game for a lot of teams. This is the money game, right? They want to go out there and see if you can prove you can play under the lights, under the pressure. And he said there's a lot of jobs up for grab. So, Shady, we already know who you think should be the starting quarterback, but go ahead and explain who should be the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh.
I don't know why you say that. I don't know why you say because I went to Pittsburgh, but let's look at the kid, right? So he's already an older rookie coming in, right?
I think he's like 24, 25.
About 24, 25, yeah. So he's more experienced than your average rookie. Same as Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Right? When you look at him, he's way more, in my opinion, he's more mobile than
Burrow,
but also Trubisky.
Yeah. Trubisky can run, though.
But he's more mobile than him.
Yeah.
Right? I think he's bigger. I think he's tougher. Right? I think he's more athletic. I think he makes better plays with the ball when he needs to. The last thing I want to talk about, Kenny Pickett. He's balling with the twos and the threes.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
It is.
I think highly of myself, you know what I'm saying, since birth. But
he said since birth.
Yo, I remember playing with the twos, and they're like, whoa.
It hit different, bro.
Wow. Like, different. My man. You know what I'm saying? It make you like, damn, am I any good? Like, and then you go with the ones. You're like, oh, I knew I was good.
So it wasn't
this. He's doing the same thing with the twos and threes.
Yeah.
So all the listeners out there, the twos and threes are like guys that you just signed them. You know, there's some guys that are playing hard to try to win a job. So everybody on the twos is not bad. Let's get that straight.
Yeah.
Some guys on twos should start.
Yeah, facts.
It's the guys on the threes that I'm nervous about.
He went out there cooking with them.
They don't know who to block. They don't know the snap count. You know what I'm saying? We just picked them up last night, right? So they don't know what's
lying, though.
Come on, I've been there.
Yeah.
I've been to a game where we played on a Sunday. We picked up a guy on Friday night. So he missed the practice. We get to Saturday walkthrough. He's in there. Hey, how you doing, Shady McCoy? I'm like, whoa, are you playing? Like,
oh, he playing.
Are you on the team?
He playing.
I want to tell you the guy's name. Anyway, he playing the game in the huddle. Hey, what I got in this play? What do you have in this play? So what I'm saying is if you got a guy
Have in this play?
Kenny Pickett is out there balling with guys like that. Talk to me. That's all I want to say.
Well, I'll follow up with this.
He's putting his thing down. You feel me?
If Mitch Trubisky does start the season, how long do you think it'll be before Kenny Pickett?
I don't know. You know why I don't know? Because I watched him play. I never thought he was that good. Did you?
Mitch?
Yeah, he was like regular.
I can't believe they took him that high in the draft. But that's not against
they
him.
They took him before Patrick Mahomes.
And Deshaun Watson.
Pat always talked about that.
I know
like
he did.
Anyway. But so my thing is like, yo, they paid him. So I get it. You need somebody going to camp with. get a senior, or not senior, but a veteran.
Veteran guy.
And I like that, though, because if Kenny Pickett doesn't start the first game or week 16, whatever it is, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
By next year, we need the same attitude that the 49ers had with Lance.
Put him in there, huh? Put me in, coach.
Because you got to. He's the future. He's a franchise. He's a first rounder, and he deserves his time. He going to own that city. They think Ben Roethlisberger owned that city? No, Kenny Pickett will. College boy, and he playing for the Steelers? Come on now.
Yeah, local kid.
Come on.
Do you think Kenny Pickett should start this season?
Ash, say the right thing now.
I didn't hear the question. What was the question?
Do you think Kenny Pickett should start, you know, from game one, or do you think Mitch Trubisky should?
I mean, I was never the biggest Trubisky fan.
Me either.
I never really.
Like, why did he talk so much?
I never really.
Oh my god! He had a Pro Bowl.
They let anybody in there?
I mean, it is partly fan voted. So.
No. Pro Bowl. See, this is the thing about
he was like the seventh alternate, probably.
See, I'll say this.
He was an alternate, or he was actually voted.
He wasn't, technically.
In my opinion, you shouldn't count a Pro Bowl. You were alternate.
Yeah,
it's like you gotta be the original. I don't feel like playing. You can play.
Facts. Yeah. Or it's like I can't play because I'm actually playing in the Super Bowl, or the playoffs, or whatever. So you gotta take my spot.
I've never had an alternate Pro Bowl.
I'm just saying.
Answer your question, I've never seen starting quarterback potential in Trubisky. I never thought it was there. So I 100% look at it like this. When you look at the future of this team, who do you see in that position? Whoever you see in that position should be the starting quarterback come week one.
Facts.
You should just start the trajectory, just get that ball rolling. It's not Mitchell Trubisky.
So wait, let me ask you. Do you care?
It's not Mitchell Trubisky. I'm sorry.
You go with Kenny Pickett, you can't take him out. Like, he has to stay in.
You got him, let him play through the motions. That was one of the mistakes they did with Tua early in his first years with the Miami Dolphins, is that they constantly took him out. Yeah. He would sneeze wrong. Oh, bench, Fitzmagic, get in there. Yeah, you go ahead and take care of it.
Well, let me ask you this, though. How do you feel about, like, future quarterbacks? I'm sorry, future franchise quarterbacks sitting and waiting their time to play, or you rather than play now?
I don't mind it. I think it depends on the situation, right? I think that if the team is not in a space where winning right now is a must, then I think you can go ahead and let your rookie quarterback that you hope is going to be part of the franchise for a certain amount, like for a long time, go ahead and play their mistakes, because what do you have to lose? The team's not really expected to do much anyway, right? But if you are in a situation where it's like you have to win now, then you want to go with the guy who has more experience. You want to go with the guy who's kind of been there before in some way, shape, or form, and allow that quarterback to learn from him. I think it's a case-by-case situation.
Scott, I like that. I truly believe it should be a wait, because any investment, right? Any investment, you don't get your money, your right return away. Right away anyway. Yeah. All the best investments are the ones you wait.
But wait, let me ask you. Let me say,
so you like, I put that down. That's what I'm doing. But real quick. I was trying to think about all the quarterbacks, right? See, when I'm to all the listeners out there, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm hanging out at home, I'm on YouTube or I'm looking up numbers. And I'm on YouTube looking at what quarterbacks just came in the league as rookies and just dominated. And some of the best quarterbacks, they waited.
Most of them did.
Quick question before we get a break. Let me ask you this, though. But you talk about the investment part of it, right? But what would you rather, that your rookie quarterback, your franchise quarterback, worked out all his kinks and things like that when it didn't matter, and then when you have a team that you can actually win with, you have a guy who's already a little bit seasoned, or you want to just throw him in the fire and say, we got a really good team, we hope you can lead them? Wouldn't you want them to be somewhat on the same playing field?
I would say success is built on the team around him. So like, if it's a young quarterback like Justin Herbert, right, the Chargers had an off year that year, but he went into a perfect scenario because he ended up having Mike Williams and Keenan Allen,
right?
Austin Eckler, he had offensive weapons. Derek Cook was his tight end, right? So that case, you want to put your young guy out there. But if you have a team that, you know, is not ready to make a run at a serious playoff contention, why put your rookie quarterback out there? Because, you know, confidence is a real thing. We've seen quarterbacks get ruined, Ashley, because they threw them out there with no help, no life
raft. Does a quarterback not know that the team is not necessarily where it will be when
it's not your choice.
No, what I'm saying is, but if you're a quarterback and you go into a situation, your team's not where, you know, they're going to be, say, next season or the season after, because they're in like a weird space. Yeah. Don't you as a quarterback know, okay, I can do this better, but this as a whole is not my fault. Like, there's a lot going on here. You don't have that.
Because you're a competitor and you're damn, we're out here sucking, and I'm going to get the blame.
This is why, like I told you earlier, yo, when it comes to the quarterback, when we do good, we look great. When we do bad, we do bad. But look, real quick, about that thing you just talked about, sometimes I just forgot what I was about to say. She's looking at me like, hurry up.
I'm not looking at you. Hurry up. We'll bring it back.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight Trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.